Investment Strategy takes empirical data from around the world, and by interpreting these indicators, we provide insights for an investment decision or thesis. It's an arduous process that takes discipline and focus, and it's not about understanding numbers and interpreting data. It involves a blend of expertise in various domains, from taxes to economics, politics to social trends, and an understanding of human behavior and psychology. Each of these facets is viewed in a holistic approach. What has changed over the last decade is the impact of mass media on investor sentiment, which demands insights into geopolitical risk, adding to the list of required skills. Let's take a look at the definition of one type of risk when headlines are focused on geopolitics. I am Ashish Uttarad, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy at IG Wealth Management. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of October 16th. Listen on as we navigate the living market. In various areas of the world, when conflict erupts or there's a crisis of confidence in government, it leads to uncertainty for investors. The initial response is to focus on civilians and the innocent lives being affected. What we have learned from history is that it's premature to predict the exact economic ramifications of these events and what they have in the long term. The team, along with our partners, are continuously analyzing the global stage to ensure the investment strategy remains adaptable to market conditions despite the unpredictable nature of geopolitical events. Our primary goal is to ensure that the investment strategy is in line with our objectives of maximizing returns per unit of risk taken. But what exactly is risk? When we delve into the investment risks, it's essential to discern between two primary types, systemic and non-systemic risk. Systemic risk is all-encompassing, affecting every facet of the market. Examples like the COVID-19 global pandemic, the 2008 Great Financial Crash, or the tech wreck of the early 2000s. These are global in nature and cannot be planned for or sidestepped. These risks could be mitigated by being extremely cautious, but in the long run, trying to avoid them completely is more costly than accepting that some risk is required to obtain a better return compared to a low-risk, guaranteed investment. The opportunity cost of avoiding all risk results in the outcome that your savings will not grow sufficiently enough to outpace taxes, inflation, and fund the life that you want in later years. Systemic risk remains an intrinsic part of the investment landscape, and one must learn to recognize what it is and adapt accordingly. In contrast, non-systemic risk is specific to individual events, companies, or sectors. Through diversification, investors can avoid some of these risks. For example, the fallout from a single company's fraudulent activities can be negated by owning a diverse portfolio of securities in different sectors or even a competitive company. Similarly, short-term stock market risks arising from geopolitical events can be minimized when investing in a combination of stocks, commodities, real estate, private equity, and fixed income assets. When a significant geopolitical event occurs, bonds typically maintain their value, and this makes fixed income a valuable asset for insulating a portfolio from volatility. Headline risks are also influenced by the media narrative, and that can often ruffle market sentiment too. It is important to understand that the stock market isn't a gauge of humanity's moral compass or a barometer of global events. At its core, it is a marketplace for buying stocks in real businesses. If a global event doesn't directly impact a company's profitability, its long-term value is likely to remain unaffected. More recently, the omnipresence of mass market and social media has conditioned us to react impulsively to every headline. What may seem like an endless barrage of geopolitical conflict, famine, environmental risks, and so on, the key lies in staying steadfast to a well-thought-out investment plan, one that is designed to sail as smoothly as possible, even when there's global turmoil. I am Ashish Uttarad, and this has been The Living Market. Please take a moment to rate this podcast and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.